Snow has been falling across New Hampshire again today. It's the latest winter storm in a season that's been full of them. There's a winter storm warning in effect for southern and eastern parts of New Hampshire and a winter weather advisory for the rest of the state. Many schools again canceled classes today while others planned early dismissals. The heaviest snow has been falling this afternoon, just ahead of the commute home. State police say drivers should travel no faster than 45 miles per hour tonight. To get an update on the storm, we turn once again to meteorologist Gary Best of Hometown Forecast Services. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing today?
All right. So where did this all start?
Well, this all started with a low-pressure area in the Midwest over the past couple of days, which had traveled towards the east and kind of redeveloped just to the south of New England during this afternoon. It's thrown in a lot of moderate to heavy snow across portions of Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and now into southern New Hampshire. We're seeing some moderate to heavy snow as well. It's lighter, though, further north and to the west as well. So what's going to happen is we're going to see the snow gradually winding down during this evening, first across southern New Hampshire and then across the North Country later on tonight. Total snowfall, we're already talking about 6 to 8 inches of snow across much of southern and eastern portions of New Hampshire, with lighter amounts further north, about 3 to 5 inches.
The storm redeveloped. Lucky us.
Redeveloped and brought in some moisture and a lot of energy with this system like we've seen in past storms. These storms kind of redevelop at the last minute and throw in a lot of moderate to heavy snow. The good news, though, is that we're looking at some milder temperatures for the end of the week, so we're going to begin to see some melting, and I don't really see any more snowstorms in sight until maybe by the middle of next week. So we do get about a week break.
That is actually lucky us, then.
Yes.
All right. Meteorologist Gary Best, thanks as always.
Okay.